For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. For sports fans with disabilities, getting out to see your favorite baseball or basketball team can be a major hassle. With only the Americans with Disabilities Act as their guide, some sports venues are better than others at accommodating disabled fans. The New Britain Bees baseball team has launched a major initiative to make the stadium and the game easier for disabled fans to manage. I'm sitting in the stands at New Britain Stadium with Bryce Weiler. The 26-year-old is a part-time sports announcer at the stadium, but he's been brought in by the Bees organization for a more important task, to make the stadium more accessible. Weiler is blind, and his mission is to enhance the game time for others with disabilities. He says the idea started for him back in college at the University of Evansville when he was allowed to sit on the bench during basketball games.
You know, that really, you know, changed my life, because for a few hours I got to forget that I might never be able to live my ultimate dream of being able to see, and I just got to enjoy, you know, sitting on the bench and being around the players and coaches and getting to go shoot free throws on the court and throw chest passes and bounce passes with the managers and coaches.
Weiler came up with a list of initiatives that will get disabled fans a little closer to the same experience as able-bodied fans. According to Jerry Berthiaume, the general manager of the New Britain Bees, incorporating Weiler's programs was a natural progression for the stadium, which he says was built in 1996 to accommodate disabled fans.
The gentleman who was the park and recreation director at the time for the city, he happened to sit on the American for Disabilities, you know, Act board, and so felt very strongly that if we're going to build this facility, we're going to make sure that we'll have folks with disabilities have that ability to sit just like anyone else.
Now Berthiaume says with Weiler on board, the New Britain Bees will become the most disable-friendly minor league ballpark in the country. In the coming months, the team will start providing personal translators to deaf fans who will interpret public address announcements and other information. Weiler says for blind and partially blind fans, the stadium will offer the concessions menu in Braille and make it easier for these fans to find their seats.
I'm also going to, you know, try to be able to, you know, show them how to find their seat through tactile clues. They could have a tactile strip that runs along the concrete that someone can trail with their foot or their cane.
Blind fans can also take advantage of tours on non-game days so they can familiarize themselves with the stadium. For fans on the autism spectrum, the stadium will provide noise-canceling headphones, fidget spinners for children with autism, and designated spaces where those fans can walk off any extra energy. Jonathan Slifka, Governor Malloy's liaison to the disability community, supports Weiler's initiatives.
Obviously, the ADA is out there, and they look at what's required, and they do just the bare minimum. And looking at these programs that Bryce has put together here, these are programs that go far above and beyond the bare minimum. And I think they would do well to look at programs like what Bryce has put together and try to achieve some of these goals, because it could go a long way to bringing in a segment of fans that may be overlooked.
There's one more program Bryce Weiler is lobbying the Bees to implement, an idea that harkens back to his days sitting on the bench during University of Evansville basketball games.
I'm going to be giving these fans opportunities to play on the field before some games. We're going to have them hit. We're going to have them throw balls, catch balls, maybe run the bases, because so many disabled individuals don't have the opportunity to play sports or to get to be on a baseball field or to swing a bat and hit a ball or throw a ball. And I want to give them that opportunity, because it's kind of boring just fixing up the stadium so they can come to games. Isn't that a little boring to you?
Weiler has contacted dozens of professional sports teams around the country, offering the same program being implemented by the New Britain Bees. He admits it's been a frustrating experience. So far, only two teams have expressed interest in the program: the Baltimore Orioles and the Bees. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.